Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan highlights role of civil services in implementing government's plans at grassroots level. Oil marketing companies assure stable LPG and fuel supply across Nagaland. MP Supungmurn Jamir says centre stalling women reservation by linking it to delimitation. And Nagaland appoints State Commissioner for PWDs. Now the news in detail. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that the civil services play a predominant role in implementing the government's plans and policies at the grassroots level. Addressing the Civil Services Day in New Delhi today, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that plans can be made in capital Delhi, but fruitful results in remote villages come only when they are implemented in their true sense. Calling Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel the father of All India Services, the Vice President said Sardar Patel brought the nation together under a shared spirit of service and unity.
Service where you migrate from your home state to other state. This is where the integration of the country is getting strengthened, and you are the greatest ambassadors in that. The step of Sardar Patel ji has enabled Bharat in its journey from colonial India to march towards a Viksit and Atmanirbhar Bharat.
The supply of domestic LPG cylinders and petroleum products in Nagaland remains stable and under control. With adequate availability across the state, this was stated by state-level coordinator of IOCL Nagaland, Himakshi Saikia, during a press conference held today on the status of LPG and petroleum products in Nagaland. Depot Manager Dimapur Zubenthang Ovung, LPG Plant Manager Munin Bokotiel and Deputy Director, State Food and Civil Supplies Department, KVI Su attended the conference. Ms. Saike said that Nagaland currently has 250 fuel retail outlets and two operational depots with daily supplies of around 280 kiloliters of petrol and 640 kiloliters of diesel.
At present, sufficient stock equivalent of 6 days of petrol and 16 days of diesel is available. All OMC retail outlets are functioning normally and there are no restrictions on sales. Therefore, citizens are advised to avoid panic buying.
LPG supply, Ms. Saikia said, over 4.2 lakh consumers are being served through 84 distributors and one bottling plant with no reports of stockouts.
Currently, distributors have adequate stock of domestic LPG cylinders and no dryout have been reported. On average, 6,258 refills are being delivered daily and a backlog of about 3.08 days is being cleared as per the scheduled booking list. Supply remains completely stable.
On digital adoption, she said of 80% of LPG bookings now made online and urged consumers to use digital platforms for transparency and safety. To prevent hoarding and illegal diversion, Ms. Saikia said a total of 79 joint inspections have been conducted by OMCs and state government officials since last month, with action initiated against erring distributors.
Action also has been initiated against OMC LPG distributors for not adhering to standard operating procedures, including digital protocols of booking and delivery acknowledgement confirmation. So far, SOPOS notices has been served to 7 OMC LPG distributors till now.
Under the PM Ujwala Yojana, daily refuel figures stood at 45,812 in March compared with 46,504 in February. Additionally, smaller 5 kg LPG cylinders are being made available for low-consumption households, migrant workers and students. Reiterating that there is no shortage, Ms. Saikia appealed to the public not to panic or be misled by rumours, assuring that supply across Nagaland remains normal and uninterrupted. Nagaland government has appointed Thongpang L. Jamir as the State Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities. According to an official notification, Mr. Jamir's tenure will be for 3 years or until he attains 65 years of age, whichever is earlier. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav has extended greetings to the Puchuri community on the occasion of Puchuri Commemoration Day. In a message, Mr. Yadav paid tribute to the courage, unity and enduring spirit of the Puchuri people, noting that their rich cultural heritage continues to strengthen the fabric of Nagaland. He expressed hope that the occasion would inspire all to uphold traditions, foster harmony, and work collectively towards progress and prosperity. The governor urged everyone to recommit to peace, mutual respect, and inclusive development for a brighter future. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, EIR News Alerts and EIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel EIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Member of Parliament and NPCC President S. Supungmirin Jamir accused the Modi government of deliberately linking women's reservation with delimitation to delay its implementation. Addressing media persons at Congress Bhavan in Kohima, Mr. Jamir alleged that the ruling dispensation has taken advantage of the women's reservation issue to push forward its delimitation agenda. He claimed that without tying it to reservation, delimitation would not have been feasible under the present circumstances. Mr. Jamir also said that the opposition India bloc has taken a clear stand on the issue.
But the Indian bloc has very clearly, categorically mentioned in the House that if the Modi government is serious enough, he should bring the women reservation bill, the condition that it has to be implemented by 2029.
Mr. Jamir added that opposition parties under the India bloc is going to insist the Modi government during the monsoon sessions that the bill should be immediately implemented by 2029. The MP also rejected allegations by the BJP Mahila Morcha Nagaland that the opposition was not honouring the women reservation bill.
We are not honouring the women reservation bill. But it is quite contrary that they are the ones who are not willing to implement this women reservation. Instead, they are using the women reservations for their political mileage.
Highlighting implications of delimitation for smaller states like Nagaland, Mr. Jamir said delimitation could marginally increase parliamentary representation, but questions remain on how 33% reservation for women would be accommodated. He stressed the need for a rational and region-sensitive approach to ensure that women from smaller states are not deprived of representation. Mr. Jamir urged political parties to avoid politicizing the issue and instead work collectively so that the provision is implemented at the earliest to benefit the present generation. NPCC Working President Kredi Theunio has accused the BJP of attempting to shift blame onto the Congress after facing defeat in a motion related to the women's reservation issue. He pointed out that the women's reservation bill had already been passed into law in 2023. He claimed the BJP has a hidden agenda aimed at the 2029 general elections by deliberately linking its implementation with the delimitation process. Responding to allegations by the NPF that members of parliament were absent during discussions on the issue, Mr. Theunio asserted that Congress MP actively participated in the recent parliamentary debate and highlighted the concerns of Nagaland, including the ongoing Naga political issue. He said that NPF, as an alliance partner of the BJP, should have taken up the matter internally and raised it at the national level.
They are a regional party, they are not a national party, and they are making alliance with BJP. So they should have brought the issue consolidated within themselves with BJP alliance partner and take it to the national level, rather than try to blow their own trumpet here in the state level.
Mr. Theunio alleged that such actions only create confusion among the public, particularly on issues like reservation and delimitation. A district-level stakeholders' consultation workshop on Viksit Nagaland at 2047 was held today in Kohima. The workshop brought together government departments, civil society groups and other stakeholders to prepare a development vision for the state aligned with national priorities. During the workshop, various district departments presented updates on major schemes and also highlighted implementation challenges. Participants discussed priorities, gaps and inclusive strategies and presented proposed interventions and policy recommendations, particularly aimed at addressing the needs of marginalized and remote populations. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan highlights role of civil services in implementing government's plans at grassroots level. Oil marketing companies assure stable LPG and fuel supply across Nagaland. MP Supungmelan Jameel says center stalling women reservation by linking it to delimitation. And Nagaland appoints state commissioner for PWDs. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.